everybody. Today I want to introduce you to Liz Tomei. Liz has been on the internet just a very short time, and she's accomplished so much. And Liz, I've been looking forward to this interview for such a long time, and finally today the day's arrived. You know, when I met you, when I met you down in Florida, I was so impressed with you. I mean, you were so warm and charming, and the amount of information that you were spitting out of your mouth for the few minutes that you were talking there, I thought, wow, this is like a whole course in itself. It was really fantastic. So I know today is going to be a great call for all of our listeners.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you, all the compliments. Wow.
Well, you impressed me. So how about, can you tell us how you got started?
Sure. Actually, I'm one of the few people in the world that
really?
Never had, like, a real job.
Oh, yeah?
I started at about 19 years old, and I dropped out of college, and that was after dropping out of high school. School just wasn't for me. So I came home. My mom's like, okay, I paid for all this college. What are you going to do now? And I went, I'm going to start my own business. And
I'm sure she was impressed.
No, actually, she was like, okay, whatever you need, let me know. And she's like, oh, my God. But she was still very supportive. So I kind of got involved in, like, the stuff envelopes from home thing and then some MLM stuff. And I thought, you know what? I can't go into this and do the MLM stuff and all that. That's just not my thing. Mm-hmm. But is what I can do is show these people how to advertise. So that was kind of the birth of my direct mail advertising business.
Okay.
And then I had that from about 99 to about 2004. And my husband, Jamie, had gotten laid off. And I was, running the direct mail advertising business. Mm-hmm. And he, at the time, still does, had four kids. And I have one, so together we have five kids. And they all lived at home with us. And he said, what am I going to do, blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know what, I'll just start another business. I said, you stay home, play Mr. Mom, run the direct mail advertising business, and I'll just start another business online.
Oh, perfect.
And, that was kind of scary, with five kids and trying to support everybody. He was like, okay. So I started, and in about 6 months, we had a rolling business that has just exploded from there.
Wow, that's amazing. How did you get it going in those first few months to get it up to making some kind of a money that quickly?
My first site that I ever put out there was jointventureseeker.com, and I just have just re-released that product. We basically threw everything away with the product and came up with a brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
But basically is what I did. Is I went into the forums and I went, okay, what is everybody wanting to know? And at the time, joint ventures were like the topic. So I started asking questions about joint ventures.
Mm-hmm.
Went into multiple forums and started getting some replies back from some well-known people. So I went to those people and I said, hey, I'm going to create a product about joint ventures. Can I use your replies in this product? And they're all like, sure, because experts they kind of have a little bit of an ego.
they want everybody to hear from them.
Exactly. So they were all like, yeah, head, wonderful, and here's my website.
Mm-hmm.
So I created this product, went back to those same people that let me use their content and said, hey, here's the product. You're in it. I'd love to give you some promotions on the back end of this. Will you promote it for me? And I think all but one of them, and I think he may have even promoted, but we'll say all but one of them actually promoted it for me. In the first 2 weeks, we did like $37,000.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And how much was the product? A $50 product or a
$100
product? Oh,
$47. Yeah, $47.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's fantastic. That's what I call success. I'm sure lots of our listeners would love to do that. And then, do you work with joint venture partners today?
Oh, yeah.
A lot?
My whole entire business is based on joint venture partners because our model is create in-demand products and go out and get affiliates and joint venture partners to promote those products, just like I was doing offline with our direct mail advertising business. the last 3 years I had it, I never once advertised.
Oh,
because
really?
I had so many dealers, which they're called affiliates online, but offline they're called dealers. I had over 300 dealers that promoted all my services for me. They would just send in their order that they got from their customers. I'd fill the order, and I never had to advertise it. I constantly had, you know, the orders coming in. And so I went, okay, if I've done this offline, I bet I can do it online. And that that was our goal, to create a product, get people to promote it, and collect the money.
How do you know what's in demand? You say that's what you look for now, is what a product that's in demand, and produce it and put it out. But how do you actually find out?
Well, back then, I would just hit the forums. And anybody can do this in any niche they want, basically. There's probably a forum for just about any niche. But now, I have a couple of different techniques that I use. One of them, of course, is going to my list. Now, someone starting out doesn't have a list. But I'll go to my list and say, hey, guys, you know, I give you content all the time. What do you want to know about? And I get lots of replies. I use surveys and stuff like that. People are constantly posting questions on my blog, so I use those and say, okay, well, this person wants to know about how to get traffic to their site. And if I see that question being repeated constantly, then I'll create a product for it.
Okay.
Also, we have recently developed a little thing we call RD to the third power. And basically the reason why I call it RD to the third power is because that's the only thing I remember from algebra class, is the whole third power thing. So I thought it was cool, and that's what I named it. But it stands for rip off, duplicate, differentiate, and dominate.
Wow,
and
that's fantastic.
Kind of,
perfect word.
Yeah, I'm kind of... Yeah, and it sounds horrible, but it's actually not. So let me just run through this real quick.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Is what we do is we go over to ClickBank, and I usually do this in niches outside of, well, I always do this in niches outside of internet marketing. Anything internet marketing I do is from me. It's stuff I've tested, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
But I will go to ClickBank and say I want, you know, I'm thinking about going in the dog training niche. So I'll go over to ClickBank, and I'll search for dog training. And I'll find, you know, 4 to 5 products there, buy all those products, and read through them. And I'll sit and I'll write out all the topics that are in them. And then I'll go into forums and see what other questions people are asking. And I'll take those, and I'll add those as topics also.
Okay.
So basically, then I hire a ghostwriter to create a product. If most of the products in ClickBank are ebooks, I'll try and add like videos and audios to my product because it's going to have a higher perceived value. So basically, I duplicate what everybody else is doing, and then I differentiate.
I see.
My product's going to be totally different from theirs. I'm not copying anything they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I totally dominate by coming out with multiple products in that niche. So that's the whole RD to the third power in a nutshell.
Well, that's a fantastic strategy. When you do the videos, is it you talking about that particular topic, or you're getting other people, or what's the video part of it?
Well, it depends on the niche. Like right now, we are in the travel guides niche. We're doing travel guides for multiple different places around the world to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And the pen name that I have with this is Brandon Scott. So actually, I get my husband, Jamie, because he's a male, to do the voices on that. If it's, you know, something that I can go and hire someone to do, I'll go over to, like, guru.com and find someone there to do it. It just really depends on what the product is. But in niches outside of internet marketing, I try and hire as many people as I can to do the jobs for me.
How do you hire a ghostwriter, and where do you, how do you figure that out?
Okay, so all I do is I go, okay, I need a video on, like with the travel guides. I'm doing a video where I'm taking pictures, and it's kind of like a walkthrough of the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go there and say, okay, I need a voiceover artist who can use PowerPoint to create this slideshow for me. And I'll just post that at, like, guru.com. Guru.com is my favorite one to find freelance people from.
Okay.
I'll post that. Wait for the bids. Everybody bids on it. I don't always go for the lowest bid. I go for, I really look at, you know, how much money the person's made on guru.com, because if they've made a lot of money, they've gotten a lot of work. I'll look at the feedback on them, stuff like that. So I don't always go for the lowest price because they bid on your job.
I see.
But once I find them, I give them the job, and they send me what I want.
Wow, that's great. And is it expensive, or it just depends on what you're asking?
It depends on what you're asking. I generally get, like, I just got an ebook written from there. It was an 80-page ebook for $250.
Wow, that's amazing, all that work. That's
And, you know, everybody goes, oh, my gosh, $250. Well, that investment is going to come back at least 100 times.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. Then when you do get joint venture partners who sell your products, how do you find them?
Okay. Like I said, it depends on the niche. In the internet marketing niche, you know, I'm considered an expert in the internet marketing niche. So is what I do is I finally brought my husband in and made him my affiliate manager. And
he's
his
fantastic.
Sole purpose, yeah. But if you don't have an affiliate manager, you can do this stuff yourself. His sole purpose in life, as far as our business, is to connect with people, get to know them, offer to, you know, promote their products and stuff like that, and then get them to promote our products.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in niches outside of internet marketing, is what I do is I'll set up my affiliate program, and I will advertise the affiliate program to get affiliates. And the difference between an affiliate and a JV partner, affiliates are the guys that make their living from doing affiliate marketing. A lot of people say there's not really a difference, but there is. Affiliates tend to get less sales than a JV partner.
Okay.
Affiliate number one might get, you know, 5 sales, and JV partner number one may get, you know, 35 sales.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. But my concentration is really on getting the affiliates because a joint venture partner, you know, yeah, they got you 35 sales, but those customers are also potential affiliates.
Okay.
So when I get customers, I try and turn them into affiliates too. But I'll and niches outside of internet marketing, I'll advertise the affiliate program, and then we will go out and we will search with our keywords, like, you know, the travel guides. The first one's the Brazil travel guide. And I'll go and I'll search for, you know, Brazil. And I'll find all these websites about Brazil. If I find someone with a list, you know, we'll contact them, say, hey, you know, this is what we got. Here's our offer. And we, you know, we'll put together like a really cool offer, something like if you can promote this for us, you know, we'll do the same thing for you. Plus,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll have, you know, 10 articles done about your site and submit them out there. We always try to over-deliver when someone promotes for us.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And then do you approach them by email or by phone call?
That really depends, too. In internet marketing, we do a lot of phone calls. And niches outside of internet marketing, we mainly do email.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's great. What do you do on a typical day? Sounds like you may not have a typical day, but what are all the jobs? Say I want to be an internet marketer, or even that I want to use these skills in a regular type of business. What can I expect myself needing to know? Do I need to learn a lot of technical knowledge? Or what are those jobs that I have to be used to doing every day?
Okay, well, you know, email, number one. I do a lot of email, you know, customer support stuff, all that. But I have a lot of technical skills. I'm like a geek in hiding. I can build websites, I know PHP, all that happy stuff.
Okay.
But I've actually hired a webmaster, mm-hmm. and I pay him $1,500 a month, and that sounds like a lot. And it is, but the time he saves me
mm-hmm.
is well worth it. So I tell people, don't worry about the technical stuff. Pay someone for the technical stuff. You don't have to, you know, bring someone on board full time like I have until you can afford to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, guru.com, rentacoder.com, all those places have people with technical abilities. And if you try and learn all the technical stuff,
mm-hmm.
you are actually hurting yourself because it's going to take anywhere from 12 to 18 months for you to really learn all the technical stuff.
I see.
So by spending, you need a website built to sell, you know, your dog training ebook.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of spending 12 to 18 months learning how to build that website, why not invest a couple $100 to have someone put that website together for you?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my time is spent being a project manager. making sure, you know, all my team players are, you know, doing what they're supposed to do, making sure all of them have work. everybody has a daily to-do, and if they come to me and go, look, you know, I don't have anything on my to-do list today, then I can go, okay, you need to be doing this, this, and this then.
Are you scared of anybody, quote, ripping you off, or how do you actually, what kind of protection do you have when you hire someone off of Rent-A-Coder or Guru.com?
Well, it's just like anything else. You have no protection. There's no, you know, I sit and I email out to my list about things, and, you know, there's no written rule that, you know, 100 of those guys could not totally rip me off. But here's the thing. I could take my laptop with everything on it, and I could hand it to you right now, and you could never be Liz Tomei, just like I could never be you.
That's true.
So, you know, the whole, you know, getting, you know, people ripping off your ideas and stuff like that, that doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't scare me at all either. I've had people do it. And, you know, if you have a good, solid foundation, nobody can disarm you.
Mm-hmm. People will resonate with whoever they like, and that's
exactly right.
They're attracted to a certain type of person, and that's who they go with.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Who are the permanent members of your team? You've told us a couple, but are there permanent team members too?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we'll kind of start at the top here. You know, I told you my husband is my affiliate manager.
Yes.
And then I have an assistant, Jennifer, who does all my customer support. She also updates a few sites. It's really not in her job description, but she does it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a webmaster who takes care of everything technical. Like today, I was doing a sales letter, and I said, you know, I need to have, you know, this framed so I can update just one part of the sales letter on the fly. So I send it over to him, and he goes, okay, I'll do that. He takes care of my server because I have my own server, and there's a lot of technical stuff that goes into that, and I just don't have time for it. So he does everything technical.
Okay.
And then I have someone who creates master resale rights products for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have two members on my traffic team, and all they do is drive traffic to all my sites.
Okay. Do they use pay-per-click or?
No, I don't use pay-per-click. I basically have a traffic game plan, and I use Google Calendar to, you know, kind of give them like a, you know, a to-do, like, you know, like, okay, Monday the 1st, this is what you're going to do. You're going to submit 5 articles to easingarticles.com for jointventureseeker.com. And then you're going to go and you're going to blog about jointventureseeker.com on these 4 blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day they'll have another list of things to do for another site.
Oh, okay. So that's how, and you've just managed to organize that because you've been doing it for so long.
Exactly. I just learned the traffic tactics that work the best,
mm-hmm.
and I basically scheduled them to be done for each of my sites.
Okay,
that's all there is to traffic. Everybody gets so hung up on traffic that if you go out there and you find 3 to 5 things that work, then just use them over and over and over again. That's the key, is being consistent, learning what works, making a plan, and implementing that plan.
Okay, one of the ones that you mentioned is submitting to article sites, right?
Uh-huh.
And what else could I do?
Let's see, I submit to article sites. Big on getting backlinks to my sites for keywords, for certain keywords.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of blogging.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of video submission. We'll make like infomercials for each site and submit them to all the, you know, video directories. We do a lot of Web 2.0 stuff. Advertising in e-zines that are related to our niches.
Okay.
Do I have my traffic team doing? I'd have to look, but those are the main things we do.
Well, and that's a lot. When you said you were putting out a sales letter, do you do your own copywriting, or would you hire someone, or it depends on the project?
No. Always hire someone to do my copy. I'm actually going over this with some coaching clients right now. Everybody says, oh, my gosh, you know, copy's $3,000 to $5,000. The big guys like Michael Fortin, they charge, you know, $15,000 to $20,000 per sales letter.
Mm-hmm.
I would never use those guys. It didn't matter if I had like multiple millions of dollars. I can't bring myself to pay $15,000 for a sales letter.
Okay.
So, yeah. Excuse me. Is what I do, and is what I tell my clients is, okay, if you invest $3,000,
mm-hmm.
and your sales letter converts at 2%, as opposed to you not investing in your copy, in your sales letter not converting at all,
mm-hmm.
it's an investment. And most of the time when someone tries copy, doing it themselves, they get horrible conversions. There's actually a very well-known marketer right now, and he called me and he says, Liz, he says, I don't want to pay $3,000 for a sales letter. And I told him, I said, if you don't, even these guys with money, they don't want to sell out this money.
Unbelievable.
If you don't pay this money to get this done, your launch is going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, okay, whatever. He goes and he writes his own copy. And he emails me and he says, I've got my launch going on and I'm not making any sales. And I said, did you write your own copy? And he says, yeah. And I said, I told you.
Don't come back to me now. That's what you told him in the first place.
Exactly right. And his launch totally flopped.
Wow. Well, see, that's a skill that must take years to develop, how to say things. And that, I don't think, is just that easy to write up a sales letter or even joint venture letters or any of it.
You're paying the three grand for
a skill.
Exactly. And if somebody doesn't have, the $3,000 to fork out, I have a coaching client that is just adamant that he is not paying $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, number one, if you're going to be so stubborn, you're never going to make any money online anyway. But let me give you...
You tell them, Liz. People need to
be... Oh, yeah. if you come to me and want help, I'm going to tell you the truth. that's kind of, my nature. But I told him, okay, this is what you can do. There's a couple of ebooks online. I think one of them's called Website Copy for the Web. I can't remember the name of the other one. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, there's several good copywriting products online. So I told him, I said, okay, take 2 months, read these products, write your sales letter yourself a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and then go over to, guru.com. and ask for a rewrite from a copywriter. It'll cost you about, $400 to $500 bucks for a rewrite. And then once you get that back, you can go over to copywritersboard.com, which is Michael Fortin's forum,
mm-hmm.
and there's tons of copywriters in there. And copywriters are even worse than the experts. They have even bigger egos.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm sure I'll get lots of hate mail on that one. But I'm used to it. But they have huge egos, and those guys over at the Copywriters Board love to tell people what they can do to their sales letter to make it convert better.
Mm-hmm.
So go over there, ask them to critique your sales letter. By the time they get done with it, you'll have a good sales letter that'll convert
decently. And that's a free service?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's copywritersboard.com. It's Michael Fortin's forum.
Okay.
And Michael Fortin is like the guy for copywriting.
Mm-hmm.
So go over there, and once they critique your sales letter, you'll have something that's pretty decent. It's not going to be, the best thing in the world because you didn't hire a professional copywriter, but you'll have something that'll convert pretty decent until you can make that money to invest in a professional copywriter to rewrite your copy for you.
Okay. Well, thanks. That's a great point for us to use. You mentioned that you do coaching. How much do you charge, and how could I get into your coaching program?
Right now, it really depends. I do a couple of different coaching. I do one-on-one coaching,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be releasing that from marketingforrealpeople.com in the next few months.
So that's what, real, like R-E-A-L people, P-E-O?
Marketing, yep, marketingforrealpeople.com.
Oh, marketingforrealpeople.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that's going to be, one-on-one coaching. But I also do group coaching, and I only, email out to my list and say, okay, this is the topic I'm going to cover. This is what you're going to learn. This is what you're going to be able to do. Here you go. And group coaching, I charge anywhere from, $97 to, $497.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for the entire program. Now, the one-on-one coaching, it's going to cost anywhere from $297 to $497 a month.
Okay. Depending on how much time is being used?
Exactly. Well, it depends on, you know, what I decide to charge, actually.
Mm-hmm. How difficult yeah, that client is, huh?
Exactly right.
How much do you have to slap them around?
Exactly. It just depends on what I call the jerk factor.
Oh.
But, you know, with coaching, it really just depends on the person, what they're wanting to know, that type of thing. But the coaching I love to do, and that's probably going to be a lot of my business in 2009. Mm-hmm. We're actually thinking about just putting out, like, 1 to 2 products next year.
Mm-hmm.
And doing live workshops where where I can bring people in and personally, you know, work with a group of 10 to 15 people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be great. You'd be awesome at that because you just keep, you have so much information and you're just so willing to share all the time. So I'm sure anybody who got coached by you would be miles ahead, and it would save them probably a couple of years of them floundering around on their own.
Oh, yeah. I tell people all the time, you know, save your money. Spend
mm-hmm.
it on coaching, not on e-books. Because with coaching, I can teach you everything that's in that e-book, plus answer all your questions, be there to help you. You know, yeah, you can spend $47 on that e-book, but if you don't know how to use the information in it, you just wasted $47.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's go on to a different topic. What are the websites that you have, and how do you make money from them? And also, how do you keep them all organized? You did tell us that it sounds like your team looks after the organization of them. But then what are your actual sites, and how do they make money?
Okay, well, basically, my business model is, like I said, we create information products on in-demand topics.
Okay.
And then we spend our time getting people to promote those products. In the internet marketing niche, we currently have, jointventureseeker.com, mysalespagepro.com, myoriginalepro.com, AdSenseNewbieVideos.com,
mm-hmm.
And then we've got, I think, 5 or 4 more coming out this year, and that'll be like websitetraffictraining.com, websitesforcashclub.com, viralmarketinginabox.com. There's just several of them coming out. But as what I do, like I said, you know, I come out with all these products, and that's my foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to be built on a solid foundation, and my products are my solid foundation. That way, my affiliate manager can spend time getting people to promote, you know, all the different products, because we have a very wide array of products, so we can get just about anybody something to promote,
mm-hmm.
You know, in their niche. And that gives me money coming in constantly. And then I can work on my side projects like my AdSense sites. I do a lot of side projects. Right now we're working on, you know, a big Web 2.0, big, huge project with a bunch of different sites that are going to be Web 2.0 service-based.
Okay.
So that gives me time to go and work on my side projects.
Mm-hmm.
But getting a foundation of products laid is probably the most important thing that I've done.
Once you have a product, then you know that you can get affiliate marketers, and you know that you're going to be making money. Is that what you would say?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, because as long as you have an in-demand product with sales copy that converts, and you have, you know, a way to get people to promote your site for you, you're unstoppable. I mean, that everybody says, you know, what's the big secret? The secret is there are no secrets. It's creating an in-demand product, having sales copy that converts that product, and driving traffic to that site so that when people come there, they buy your product and you make money.
Sounds good. How fast do you think I can make money? How much could I make in a 6-month time frame?
That's a big question.
tricky one.
I'm going to bring out my standard answer. It depends.
Depends if you're an action taker and if you
exactly,
do what you've
yeah.
been told.
There are so many factors in that question. But let's say that you already know exactly what product you want to create. You know it's an in-demand product. You're ready to spend the money to, you know, get a webmaster, hire someone to do the sales copy. It would probably take you about a month to get a total product created. another month to get everything, and I'm talking liberal here. I myself, but as my buddy Jeff Diedrich says, I'm big and scary. I myself can go from idea to product to money in 7 days.
Wow.
But that's just because, yeah, I work at the speed of light. And my husband, he's sitting over here shaking his head. You know, he's when I tell people that because it scares people. So let's say, you know, it takes you a month to get your product done, a month to get your sales letter, you know, all done, your marketing system set up. And by marketing system, I mean, you know, your sales letter, your download page, your back end, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spend another month getting people to promote. You can be making money in 3 months. Or as fast as you're willing to work.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference once I start to make some money? Maybe I'm making $5,000-$10,000 a month, so say $50,000 a year or even $100,000 a year. How do I make the jump to get up to that $1 million mark? Do I have to do things differently or just more of the same? What advice would you give to that to go from 50?
I would just do, you know, there's a couple of things you can do. Say you have, you know, a product, and it's making you, you know, your $100,000 a year.
Okay.
Well, you can either, well, there are several things you can do. You can drive more traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You can tweak your sales copy, or you can come out with another product to make another $100,000 a year.
Okay. So then the more products and the more repetition of the same events creates the more money.
Exactly right, which is why I have so many products in my foundation.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're saying that the first thing to start with is create that product.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hands down. Hands down, because when you create that first product, it's going to build your list, it's going to build your affiliate list, and it's going to give you relationships. And then you can go and you can find products that are related to your product and do affiliate marketing with them.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend your time creating another product that either complements that product or is, you know, totally unrelated and just go and replicate the system. But having your own product is really the key to making money as an information publisher.
And would I have a funnel such as starting with a $47 product or a $27 product, or do I start right away with a $200 product? Do you have some advice as to how I would go about or where I should start in pricing a first product?
Okay, well, this is what I teach my coaching clients. Say you want to be in the affiliate marketing niche.
Okay.
The first thing I would do is come out with, you know, are you familiar with the $7 products?
Yes.
The whole $7 secrets method? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
people send that out.
Yeah, the whole $7 secrets thing is, you know, you create a product, you give 100% commissions, that makes lots of people want to promote it, but as people are buying that, they're getting added to your list. So the first thing I would do is I would create, you know, a $7 product, and it doesn't have to be $7. That's just what it's called. It's called the $7 method or $7 secrets or whatever they're calling it now.
Okay.
But
oh,
I would,
$7.
Yeah, I would start there, have your own product that builds your list, and then I would bump up to, you know, like a $47 product, either, you know, videos or interviews, audios, videos, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have your $47 product, go back to all those people that are on your list from selling that $7 product and go, hey, you know, I've got this new product. Do you want to buy it or do you want to promote it or both? And promote your affiliate program to them, promote the product to them, and you'll see people starting to promote your $47 product. Once you've got the ball rolling there, then step up. But that's how I do my funnels, from low price to higher priced, and my highest priced thing is always my coaching.
Okay. Well, that's where the ton of value is in that. Mm-hmm. Why do you think some people make so little on the internet, and then other people can just manage to make a lot?
There's another loaded question. what separates the people who make no money and the people who make money is action. I can tell you that right now. I was just looking at my blog this morning, and there's like two or three people that constantly, every time I email something out, well, that's not going to work. How do you know it's not going to work? Have you tried it? You know, and then they'll say, well, I tried that one time for like 30 minutes, and it didn't work. Well, of course it's not going to work in 30 minutes. This is not get rich quick, and anybody who's telling you get rich quick, you need to get away from quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no such thing as get rich quick. I'm one of the few people online who has been able to go, I'm going to start an internet business. I'm going to create this product and make money. So that's why so many people really listen to me. And it's not luck. It was just I had a proven business model offline, and I just brought it online.
I was going to say, you have ambition, you have persistence, and you follow through on the action. And that's those three qualities have made you into the guru.
Exactly right. You know, I wouldn't say guru. That's kind of nasty, but no, I'm just kidding. But no, I mean, it's all about having a plan, only focusing on that one plan. Nothing else matters. It doesn't matter that, you know, Bob, whoever sent you an email today that says you can make a bajillion dollars in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you could make a bajillion dollars in 30 seconds, you've got to be disciplined enough to go, that doesn't matter because that's not part of my plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What I teach my people is you have two email addresses. One is your business email address, and one is kind of like your spy email address. Like I have liztomey@yahoo.com, and anybody can email me there, and I'll never see it. What I do is about once a week, I'll go in there and I'll glance through the subject lines. And anything that catches my attention, I keep.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, I check all, so you can, you know, like delete all. And then I'll just go through and I'll uncheck the ones I don't want to delete. And, you know, say I have, you know, 5,000 emails in there from the week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 200 of them will make the cut. And then I'm just left reading those 200. And I only do it once a week on Saturdays.
Well, that must take you a lot of time. How many hours do you spend on that?
Oh, it's
couple,
usually
or?
Saturday. Usually Saturday is spent reading emails.
Mm-hmm.
Goofing off with the kids, and, you know, I'll come back and I'll read some emails, and I'll, you know, go do something else, and I'll read some emails and go do something else.
Sounds like you're using the concept of time blocking then, too, throughout your entire week. Even with your team, you give them blocks of time and days that they need to work on things, and then even yourself, you're blocking off times for certain activities.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, that's another one of those qualities that leads to success.
Exactly right.
I wanted to ask you this one thing. When I started this whole project, because when I went around to the conferences, and I just went to my first internet conference a year ago, I noticed that there were no women speakers, and it seemed like this field was dominated by men. And I really wonder, I mean, I thought there must be a lot of women doing good things in this business, but why do you think there aren't so many in the forefront? Or do you disagree and think that there are just as many women as men? Or maybe they're just not out there as much?
No, there really isn't. And I could get into a great big conversation about, you know, in every field why there's not as many women. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never let my gender separate me from anything.
Mm-hmm.
I see myself, you know, as totally equal as far as, you know, working, just like a man. I mean, there's nothing that Mike Filson can do that I can't.
Yes.
You know, he may have, you know, a different perspective on things, but there's no difference between me and Mike because of our gender.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing that women need to, you know, kind of, I hate to use the word get over, but that they need to get over that. If they want to, you know, be top dog in their field, you've got to, you know, come to live events. Because most women don't come to these live events. That's why they're not well-known. The reason why I'm well-known is because I go to these live events, and I get right in the middle of these guys,
mm-hmm.
and they see I'm just like them.
Well, I always find I was a stockbroker traditionally, an investment advisor, and I find
mm-hmm.
that because there's so few women, the men will also gravitate towards you because it's just not that often that they get that opportunity. So that's useful too, and then you just talk and build your credibility and off you go, just like anybody else.
Exactly right. And a man, you know, from primal instincts, man's makeup is taking care of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times, you know, especially when I got started, you know, I have this whole strawberry shortcake look, and, you know, I'm all nice, and then they all go, oh, Liz is so nice. We just love her. We'll do whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm. So we can use our femininity to our advantage, right?
Exactly right. Men have weapons, and so do we.
Mm-hmm. So you do think, too, that going to the live event is a big factor in creating a successful internet business?
Oh, most certainly. Most certainly. My business totally turned around and exploded when I started going to the live events.
because of the connections that you make with the people?
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Or the knowledge and information that you're learning, or well, probably
no.
That too.
No. When I go to these, and I don't recommend this, I'm just saying what I do when I go to these events. When I go to these events, I think we've been to, what, like six or seven, I can't really remember. We've been to, you know, we'll call it about 10.
Okay.
And I would say 9 of them I never went into the seminar room.
Oh, really?
They were actually speaking, yes. Hmm. Because all I do the whole time I'm there is socialize.
And give your own seminar out there, just like I found you.
Exactly.
Oh, well,
you know,
that's great.
I sit around, and you know, not only, you know, the powerful guys. I don't, you know, just hang out with, you know, the elite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there also to help people. No, I'm not a speaker on stage usually. I have been, but usually I'm not. But if someone comes up to me and says, you know, hey, Liz, this is what I'm doing. I need some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll sit down, like at the last one where we met. I spent like 3 hours out on the patio of the hotel in a circle of people just talking
mm-hmm.
about each individual business. I would go from person to person. And then I got all those people giving advice to, you know, each other, helping each other out.
Wow, that's
so that's
fantastic.
What I spend my time doing. Yeah, socializing mm-hmm. and, you know, networking, helping people. That's what you need to be doing at these events. There's nothing that the speaker on stage is going to tell you that their ebook won't.
Okay.
And I'm so going to get in trouble for that comment.
Well, if they're not going to spend the money to go to the seminars, well, then the ebook is a good, the next best solution. Although,
here's the way I look at it. You know, these seminars are typically $1,000 to $2,000 to get into.
Right.
The guys on stage, yeah, they're giving killer information. I'll give them that. But at the end of that killer information, they're going to be giving you a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I want to spend $1,000 to $2,000 to go and listen to, you know, these guys giving their pitch, basically,
mm-hmm.
when I could spend the $1,000 to $2,000 spending it on the event and going out and building relationships, which are going to pay me way, way more than anybody's product ever will.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an amazing point. That's so true. Is there some?
I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for that one.
Controversy sells, you know?
Yeah, all these seminar promoters are going to go, thanks, Liz. We really appreciate that. And all the guys that speak on stage who are my buddies are going to be sending me nasty emails. But that's the God's honest truth. I shoot straight from the hip, so, you know, that's the real information.
I better delete that out of this call, maybe.
Yeah, people need to know that.
Is there certain live events that you would recommend people go to, or just let them see what they resonate with and they'll know the right one to go to?
No matter what niche you're in, JV Alert is always the best one to go to, hands mm-hmm. down, the best one.
That one's put on by Ken MacArthur, and that's at jvalert.com, I believe.
Yeah, either .com or .net. I can't remember either.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. And if you get on his list, he gives, like, early bird specials where you can get, like, 2 tickets for, like, $6.97.
Right.
And if you go into the Warrior Forum
mm-hmm.
at warriorforum.com/forum, go in there and you can make a post and see who's going. And a lot of times to save some money, you can, you know, split a hotel room with somebody. I don't know how comfortable some people are with that, but a lot of people do that in the Warrior Forum. Plus, mm-hmm. they split the cost of the ticket for JV Alert.
Okay.
So that's one way to save money going to these events, is use mm-hmm. the Warrior Forum to find bunk buddies, as I call them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like being in college again.
Yeah.
But I don't think Phil Same does the Internet Marketing Main Event anymore, mm-hmm. but that was always a good one.
What about the big seminar?
I've never been to the big seminar.
Okay. I haven't either.
Yeah, that one I can't recommend because I've never been to it. But JV Alert, hands down, the best one to go to, and I think Ken does 2 a year.
Okay, fantastic. So now, I know you were, if somebody wanted to get more information about you and be on your main list, where would they go? What would you recommend to them?
Just go to imtruth.com. That's
okay.
My main site.
Mm-hmm. And then sign up for your newsletter, and then I would be able to see what you have to say every week?
Exactly right.
Okay, that sounds good. Now I'm running out of questions now. Do you have anything that you would want to add?
The only thing I want to add is kind of reiterate what I said earlier. If you want to get started making money online, decide how you want to make that money, make a plan to make that money, and then implement that plan. Hands mm-hmm. down, that's the keys to success.
Okay. Well, thanks, Liz. You have just been full of information, and I really appreciate your time for doing this call. Thank you so much.
No problem, dear. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, well, have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye, Liz.